Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Those that took these shots for now. Into a new species. They're no longer humans for purposes of law, according to the Myriad Genetics case. So what are they? They're people to you and I, but from perspective of definition in the law, what are they and what rights do they enjoy? And it just strikes me that these people could do this. They did do this without ever stopping to ask why. And it strikes me that they view themselves as gods. Right. We are creatures of God. We're in the image of God. And it seems to me that they decided that wasn't good enough and they should make a whole lot of people the creatures of their own imaginations. It's blinding to me how arrogant this is.
Unbelievable stuff. Todd Colander, thank you so much for being with us. Tell us, how can people find out what you're up to? Where can they get in touch?
The name of our law firm is Disabled Rights Advocates. It's on the web. It's easy to find. We have a good and close association with the website called Vax Choice, VAXXChoice.com, where there's constant updates and information for people to be aware of. Some blogs have been created as a result of it. It's really a large community of people around the planet that are looking for legal self-help that we provide there. And of course, we have lots of people coming to our firm, and we try our very best to work with them and Truth for Health Foundation in particular to help people as best as we can.
Thank you so much for what you're doing for life, for faith, for family, and for freedom. May God bless you.
Thank you.
And God.
Back. All right, we are back. And Joe, that was, again, Attorney Todd Colander, and he represents 400,000 military out there today. But here, do you understand what they were saying, what we've been trying to tell people? That court that calls itself supreme, they've actually ruled that if you've taken that shot and your DNA has been changed now under that mRNA, that those that hold the patent on there, you're the property. You're their property now. That's what that court has ruled.
It's just totally unbelievable. It made me think of, while I was listening, Ecclesiastes 9:3. Also, the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live. And after that, they go to the dead. Full of madness in their heart. That's kind of where it is, isn't it?
Well, you want to, speaking of madness, the Department of, they call it the Department of Defense. It used to be a department. We used to have a Department of Defense. Yeah. Military spent 6 million man hours, Joe, 6 million man hours on woke training under Joe Obama. Little Joe, under Little Joe here. The United States military spent nearly 6 million man-hours in extremism, stand down. It's stand down and diversity, equity. You know, in other words, they're saying how to surrender. Mm-hmm. They're teaching our military on how learn how to surrender and inclusion. You know, those who remember the red high heels, remember the training?
Equal outcomes. Wait a minute. In the service, we don't want equal outcomes. We want to win. We want to be the best. We don't want everybody being equal. We want the best soldiers in the world. I mean, it's, again, it's kind of like that psychologist earlier. This is a form of insanity. These people are mentally ill. They are so full of themselves and so full of power and evil that they can't see. Well, what does it say? They've been blinded, you know, from the truth.
Joe. Okay. Can you hear me? Hold one second. I was trying to get a message here through the phone. Now, go ahead.
Hear him in your headphones. Turn them down.
Okay, now I've got the message. All right, there you go. Now, there you go. I got the message. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, it's like an insanity. These people are so wrapped up in their own ego, their own sense of power and importance that their eyes are blinded. God said he would blind their eyes so they couldn't see the truth.
Yep.
And they are totally blind.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, provided that data to the Senate Armed Services Committee. Republicans' response to October request. In other words, their job, Jobama and Austin, these guys are anti. Folks, listen to me. Believe me. According to God's word, the Bible, according to the word of God, these people are antichrist. These people are antichrist. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Just so you know this.
Sure.
Their job is to destroy our military, and that's what they're doing out there. We told you for 8 years when Obama was in office there, every time he purged a general, he replaced them with these anti-God, anti-American, anti-Constitution bootlickers, and that's what they were, bootlickers. And now they have Austin and Milley there.
Well, we know that you and I have been in the military. We know people whose sons are in the military right now. And our military, by and large, is full of really good people, dedicated, faithful patriots. Most come from the Midwest, from the Bible Belt. They've always come from the heartland of America. It's the leaders that are corrupt. It's the leaders that are full of this diversity, equity, inclusion, and instead of training the people to be good soldiers and equipping, setting them up to be a lethal fighting force, we're training them to be social justice warriors. Well, that's not going to defeat. Like right now, tonight, Putin has ordered his troops into the two breakaway provinces there in the Ukraine, and the tanks are rolling tonight as we speak. We do not live in a safe world at all. And these people and their equal outcomes, you've got to think they're just crazy.
How do you think these soldiers feel wanting to take order to go into combat with people like Austin and Milley and those people in charge? It's unbelievable. I mean, how do you think they feel?
If a man would ask me, I would say, don't go in the military right now. I couldn't take orders from people like that.
No, no.
That's horrible, but...
We've got to take the country back, Joe. We've got to take our country back for...
Amen.
It's unbelievable. Biden extends U.S. national emergency over COVID-19. Did it very quietly... Okay, Joe Obama said that U.S. national emergency that was declared in early 2020 due to COVID-19 will be extended beyond March 1st, citing that what he called a risk to the public health and safety. What a liar. What a liar he is. What a liar.
He's doing that because of what Trudeau did.
Yeah, it's all about control.
The House of Commons in Canada just passed a motion to extend Trudeau's Emergency Powers Act, making him God dictator. He's now in charge of all the financial transactions of all the people in Canada.
The vote was in the House of Communists. The House was, when you're Commons, you have to add the rest of that, C-O-M-M-O-N-U-S. Okay, so... 185 traitors to 151 patriots. There was 185 traitors in the House of Communists to 151 patriots there in Canada.
Well, and we see Biden trying to do the same thing. It's funny, not too long ago we just announced how Trudeau was booed when he was talking to the House of Commons and talking about the swastikas and everything, and he got booed. And the majority of people, Canada is no longer a free country. It is now.
It's a communist country. It is under communism.
It's a communist state. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And they are afraid of Der Führer, Little Castro, Der Führer.
Constitution has been annulled. It has been totally ignored. And we have a fascist government in place to our north. And Joe Obama is working on trying to do the same thing here. Folks, this is for real. You are watching communists take over a country, go communist in front of your very eyes. It's not a game. It is real as it gets.
Yep. And I'm hearing people already saying, look, you Americans, you're armed to the teeth. It's time to move. In other words, they want a real hardcore people are they're getting afraid now. But, you know, all of these people that are pushing for the armed I wouldn't call it insurrection, revolution. The insurrection's taking place out of Washington, D.C., Democratic Communist Party. And
remember,
so
the communists always accuse you of doing what they're doing. So when they call us insurrectionists, it's because that's exactly what they're doing. They're being the insurrectionists.
Absolutely. Now, Joe, there's some other things happening here too. You know, they're pushing hard. You know, Joe Obama is pushing, and with all of these to get a war going over in the Ukraine. They want a war. The military-industrial complex, they're drooling. That's money. And then and they want to keep things going, pretending, okay, that, you know, believe me, I would much rather have Putin any day than Joe Obama. And so here, and I don't want Putin, but, I mean, I would rather have Putin than Joe Obama. But here, again, the idea, keep the attention off the Durham case. Durham is uncovering things, and why? Well, why won't you hear any of this in the absolutely, totally, completely corrupt fake news media like NBC, ABC, CBS, PMS, NBC? It's because they don't want, because they're co-conspirators. And, you know, here, Joe Obama was up to his eyeballs in that fake news, that Russia fake.
Russia, yeah.
He was up to his eyeballs. And all of those in the fake news media, we all listened to them, we heard them, they were all co-conspirators. And that's why they don't want any attention going to the Durham report. If it wasn't for programs like this one here, people would not hear anything. But it's leading, all that information leading directly to Hillary Clinton. Everything that Trump said is coming to pass. Here's an article. Hillary breaks out the other N word in response to spying charges. And here's the queen of mean. Hillary Clinton finally has responded to allegations made in a court filing by Special Counsel John Durham, who holds the assignment of investigating the origins of the Deathocrats' now debunked 2016 theory that purported that Donald Trump campaign was leaked and indebted to Russia. The charge is that her campaign hired tech companies to spy on Donald Trump during the presidential race and after he took office. Durham's blockbuster revelation came in a recent court filing and charged the Clinton campaign spied on internet traffic of Trump Tower. Remember when they caught that fellow? We reported about it. And that kind of just went away. They caught one of the deep state, dirty cops inside of Trump's towers.
Right.
And nothing
happened.
Right, nothing.
I've been able to find.
And Trump's New York City apartment and the White House in an effort to frame Trump as a Russia stooge. That such nefarious activity might have been going on already had been supported by other evidence, such as statements that the CIA chief, John Brennan, he lied to Congress. He lied to Congress. He committed a crime. John Brennan lied to Congress, and he walked right away because of the deep state. You know why? Because we don't have a Department of Justice. Brennan, Barr was in there at a time, and Barr, like all the rest of them, betrayed the country. And briefed Barack Obama on Clinton's strategy to try to tie Trump to Russia in order to take the public attention away from her own emails. She now charges that she has been described as doing actually what she has been described as doing actually is what Trump and others are trying to do to her now. That is desperately spinning up a fake scandal to distract from the real ones. That's exactly what Hillary's good at, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, just what's going on in the news. Do you remember a while back there was a Pulitzer Prize given to the New York Times and the Washington Post.
Yeah, jeez.
Remember? And it started, quote, for deeply sourced, relentless reported coverage in the public interest that dramatically furthered the nation's understanding of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, its connections to the Trump campaign, the president-elect's transition team, and his eventual administration. Well, we know that that's all been proven false. So the question is, in one of the headlines that I'm looking at, will the New York Times, will the Washington Post return their Pulitzer Prize for misleading Russia collusion stories? Oh, it's true. It was deeply sourced. Yeah, anonymous sources report. Relentlessly reported. Oh, yeah, night and day. Trump, Russia, 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 Russia. They repeated that so many times I thought I wanted to throw up. And yet here we are, how this was total lies, total lies. In fact, here's what I was looking for. The Pulitzer Prize. Joseph Pulitzer once said, "Our republic and its press will rise or fall together." I want to repeat that. Our republic, we're not a democracy, we're a republic, rule of law, and its press will rise or fall together. The press will either be an instrument of keeping the republic strong and healthy, or the press will be what causes the republic to fall. Boy, was he right.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's really sickening when you look at this. And I've got pages and pages of stuff where they go through kind of point by point where the media just basically lied, promoted fabrications, told stories. And like you said, the Durham report's looking at this. What was really amazing, remember, Russia spent $100,000 in some fake book ads, you know. Oh, and they were just all over this, but the Clinton and Trump campaigns together spent $81 million on Facebook ads alone. $81 million on fake book ads between the two campaigns, and yet what did the media focus on? $100,000 that the Russians put in for a few ads. Come on, I never saw one of the Russian ads. I mean, it was just insignificant. $100,000 compared to $81 million, and yet all you heard about was Russia, Russia, Russia.
Remember that fellow named Mark Twain?
Yes, Samuel Clemens, actually.
Yeah, he said this. If you don't read the newspaper, and this would apply to the New York Times, well, you are uninformed. If you do read the newspaper, you are misinformed.
Misinformed, yes. I'd rather be uninformed than misinformed.
Yeah. John Adams said this about lawyers. In many years, I've come to the conclusion that one useless man is a shame. Two is a law firm, and three or more is Congress.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. Two or more a law firm and three or more is a Congress. Oh, hey, going along with that, I've got a story I've got to tell. There's a Democrat. She is a U.S. House candidate for the U.S., you know, House of Representatives. Well, she's under fire for a boozy, profanity-laced tirade at a preteen slumber party. This Oklahoma Democrat congressional candidate, Abby Broyles, candidate for Oklahoma's 5th congressional district, went to a friend's house here February 11th and became more and more aggressive as she continued to drink wine throughout the night. And she allegedly started calling one girl an acne F-word, and hurled multiple insults, called one girl a Hispanic F-word. Let's put it this way. She couldn't speak without using the F-word. She vomited into a laundry basket, a girl's shoe, all kinds of other things. Now,
well, that tells you right there she's going to be nominated for a judge.
Oh, yeah.
Or,
now,
yeah, by the, for the Democrats, yeah.
She came out and said, oh, no, I didn't do this. Somebody's trying to set me up. I don't know these women. I don't know what's behind it, but it's not true. Well, they took pictures of her, and they posted it on the Internet. And after she had seen the pictures posting where she, you know, she added these allegations were cooked up and that the mothers were, you know, using this as a political attack. But after seeing herself, then she said, well, one of her friends gave her a medication which gave her an adverse reaction and caused her to hallucinate. And she talked about, for years I've struggled with stress and anxiety and insomnia, and you know, I've had all these mental problems for years, and when they gave, and she gave me this medication I've never taken, you know, I hallucinated. Instead of going to sleep, I hallucinated, and I don't remember anything till I woke up, and I was throwing up in a hamper. But first, she totally denied knowing these people, didn't know who they were, said that they were just out to get her. So she totally lied. And then when she saw herself and they had the pictures and they to prove it, all of a sudden now it's I took a medication. Yeah. But after she denied even knowing the people she was spent the evening with. So this is the kind of person that makes up a Democrat. You know,
yep.
I've got a couple others, but if this doesn't tell you the type of person running for office, people, man, we cannot vote for people like that. They have no values, no morals. In a situation like that, if you got drunk and did something stupid, the only thing to do is say, hey, I had too many things to drink, I got stupid, and I'm sorry. You don't lie and say, I've never met the people, have no idea what they're talking about, and then have to look at yourself on Facebook, you know.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. Do you remember G. Gordon Liddy?
Yeah, sure.
I had him on the program here.
The G-Man.
Do you know, is he still alive? Hardly anybody is anymore.
I don't know. I can't remember if I heard he passed or not. I really don't know.
Here's what Liddy said. He said, a liberal is someone who feels a great debt to his fellow man. Which debt he proposes to pay off with your own money?
With your own money.
Yeah, well, here's another one. This is EU parliamentarian representing former communist state calls on international community to isolate tyrannical Trudeau regime. Christian Terez, a member of the European Parliament representing Romania, a former communist nation here. Terez is a member of the Christian Democratic National Peasants Party group. On Saturday, Perez posted a support for protesting freedom fighters and truckers in Canada. And so I want them to know we are standing with them. Justin Trudeau and his federal government must be isolated by the Democratic international community to show revulsion at his tyrannical actions in Canada against the peaceful protesters. I told you, Trudeau put in a lot of the police officers, those that had even the least bit of integrity, even the smallest amount, refused to arrest the patriots there in Canada. So what did he do? He brought in Hessians. He brought in a bunch of Hessians from Germany, German-speaking Hessians.
What amazed me is we had certain American reporters, people were going up and down talking to the truckers, and they were out. Some of them had their children there. They were doing barbecues. They were dancing, singing. There was never a single act of violence at any of the reporters that I watched. And I was carefully watching this. And then Trudeau comes out. These people were waving Nazi swastikas, and they were violent and causing trouble and doing this. I mean, just the lies the left puts out. I mean, you could sit there and watch the peaceful protest. The truckers kept saying, we are going to do this in a very peaceful manner. We're going to do it according to our Constitution because we're using the Constitution to get our constitutional rights back. And when you watch governments lie like this, we've got a government that lies even as bad, if not worse, than Trudeau. And the American people better wake up and realize you cannot believe a word out of that administration right now. Not a single thing they say. I don't think I've heard them say one thing that's true since Biden took office.
You know, the amazing thing about all of this is in God's Word, the Bible, all of this was prophesied 2,800 years ago. Let me read this article, and we'll look at that. But here, Justin Trudeau and his federal government must be isolated by the Democratic international community to show revulsion at his tyrannical actions in Canada against the peaceful protesters who have been trampled under horse hooves as children have been batoned by federal security agents. Such scenes are reminiscent of China, whose government he wants to imitate. Not the Western Democrats. Remember, a member of the European Parliament, Christian Terhez, said, "I stand with the Canadians in their right in their fight for liberty." MEP Christian Terhez continued reacting upon dramatic events in Ottawa, Canada, where a convoy of freedom protesters were trampled with the dirty cops who were implementing the Emergencies Act. This is pure communism. They're no difference than those Chinese that run the people over in the tanks. They're the same. Invoked by Prime Minister Baby Castro, who was eager to switch to repressions of critics of his COVID-19 policies. It's got nothing to do with COVID-19. This is the reset. This is about depopulating the planet. This is about putting people under total communism. The first three major incidents Friday, February 18th, under a form of martial law, were atrocious. There you go. All right. You know, we're coming up to a quick break here, Joe, and then...
All right.
Then I think we'll open the phone lines. Wait, I got one more I got to do, Joe. This one we got to do. Deathocrats roll out a desperate strategy to defeat and blame their failures. Here's a picture of Chucky Schumer and a bunch of the Deathocrats buzzards behind him. Unless the goal is to receive backslaps from psychopathic mainstream media, it is not a good time to be a Deathocrat. Things have collapsed in ways that didn't seem possible over the last 6 months. Sure, it was expected that the party in power would see some regressions, but at this level, inflation continues to be a top concern among Americans, with January's number clocking in at another multi-decade high. People are seeing their buying power eroded, with gas prices set to explode. Hey, Joe, do you know how America, listen to this, because I'm brilliant. I'm brilliant, Joe.
Okay.
And I got this from Trump. Well, I didn't get it from him. I knew this, but Trump understood this too. And that is, the way we can defeat Russia and China is by becoming totally energy independent like we were when Trump was in office. And
by having the strongest economy in the world.
That's exactly. We had that when Trump was in office. Joe Obama's job was to come in here and destroy America. He was hired, bought, and paid for by the communist Chinese to send in there to destroy this country, and that's what he's doing.
And he's doing a wonderful job of it, too. Yep. Don't ever think Biden's doing a bad job. He's doing exactly what he was paid and hired to do.
All righty. We'll be back after this. Don't go away. More to come.
The doctor did our dirty work, so now we pay the bill. We thought he solved our problem, but our life's a living hell. I toss and turn in bed at night, 'cause God, it's hard to sleep. In my heart and in my mind I hear a voice that says to me, You could have took me fishing, Dad. You could have taught me how to swim. I could have made you proud of me. Now I'll never have that chance. I could have been your little boy, standing right there by your side. I could have been your pride and joy. Daddy, did I have to die? I never thought of it as right or wrong, but I think about it now. Oh God, I'd give my life if I could just turn time back somehow. I'd let him live and watch him grow. Well, I'd buy him everything. But now he won't need a ball or bat. He'll never play one game. You could have been my hero, Dad. You could have done what daddies do. You could have rode me on your back. You could have taught me to tie my shoes. I could have grown into a man. I should have had my chance at life. We could have been the best of friends. Daddy, did I have to die? God, the choice of life belongs to you. It wasn't hers or mine. I know she feels the same way too. Sometimes I hear her cry. How can we ever be the same or live with what was done? Instead of these two broken hearts, God, we might have had a son. You could have been my hero, Dad. You could have done what daddies do. You could have rode me on your back. You could have taught me to tie my shoes. I could have been your little boy, standing right there by your side. I could have been your pride and joy. Daddy, did I have to die?
All righty, we are back, and Joe, that's Danny Ray, my old buddy. Now, he recently texted me telling me how he had chased his wife in the bedroom, chased her around the bed and chased her around the bed, and finally he caught her. And then he couldn't remember why he was chasing her, and then it came to him because he saw the remote in her hand. All right.
Yeah, and we've got to finish that story you started, what the theme was of that Democrats' desperate strategy. Senator Debbie Stabenow came out and gave the example. She said in a briefing, the GOP has failed to offer solutions to inflation. The Republicans have done nothing to lower costs. They have proposed nothing to lower costs. So think about this, folks. The Democrats control Congress. They control the president. And yet the Republicans' job is to propose solutions. Well, we've been proposing them, but the Democrats won't listen to anything. They're the ones that stopped the pipeline, that stopped the drilling, that stopped the natural gas, that shut. You know, they're the ones responsible for the inflation with all the cash, with our energy crisis, with our money situation. But that's what they're doing. They're going to blame the GOP because we haven't given them solutions to the problem.
Well, you know, Joe, Winston Churchill had a comment about the Democratic policy. He said, I contend that for a nation to try to tax itself into prosperity is like a man standing in a bucket and trying to lift himself up by the handle.
Yeah.
And that's exactly right. All righty.
Pretty much, yep.
Okay, we're going to open the phone.
To offer solutions for problems they created, right?
We're going to open the phone lines and take some calls. Now, Joe, You know, last week we got knocked off because of the bad weather, and so we couldn't complete our pledge week because the weather was so bad here. I mean, it was bad, and of course you had it before we did, but you didn't. I don't think you got the snow like we got.
No, we didn't get that much snow, but we sure had a couple of bad days.
Yeah, well, we had some, and so I didn't want to call the people in to answer all the phones because we are, you know, we already had a couple took falls already. And so tomorrow we're going to, Lord's willing, we're going to pick up pledge week for the next 3 days of the week starting tomorrow to finish off our pledge week because we have to do that. But right now, Joe,
finish it by Thursday because the weatherman says that here in Missouri we're looking at a quarter to a half inch of ice over Wednesday and Thursday.
Well, and there you go.
Hope it doesn't come your way.
You know, it's people like you, Joe, that drive those trucks and those gasoline that caused the global warming.
My truck's fault, right?
And your tractor. And yeah. it
helps make food for people. Yeah, yeah.
And those semis. You know, remember, if you bought it, a trucker brought it, and as the saying goes, but they caused the global warming, and there should only be food and things like that for the very elite,
Wait a minute. If the people didn't order goods like clothes and furniture and lawnmowers and, you know, mixers and all kinds of things, hair dryers, then we wouldn't have to have truck drivers delivering it. Just quit eating, quit buying clothes, quit buying utensils, quit buying things, and we'd have no problem.
Yeah. Let's take some calls. Okay, who do we have first? Mike? Mike from Cleveland, you're in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Mike.
Hello?
Go for it. Yeah, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, guys, I'm noticing this terrorism going on, too, in our government. And I don't know. Why don't we just do some stuff like get together and just take these fools out?
Well, you see, you got to watch, Mike, right now, because you got to do it the right way, and you start with your county sheriff. That's what we do. You got to get a real county sheriff.
What's going on there? I mean, do they just do illegal activities and make up the law and think they get away with this? What's going on here?
Well, we don't want to be like them. If we are like them, we become them, okay? And so what we have to do is we have to be ready to defend. These are communists. There is no longer a Democratic Party. There is no more. Okay, well, thanks for calling. Okay, we'll see you. Bye now. Hang him up. We don't take the Lord's name in vain on this radio program, okay? We don't do that. And so, and I hope you were able to cut that out because that's, and people that do that will be banned forever from this radio program. Who do we have next? Okay, Jack, you're in the air.
Yes, I wanted to talk about the situation in the Ukraine. One thing that is accomplished is I noticed the mainstream media is not talking about COVID anymore. Conveniently got that off the news. But, you know, I look at this thing and I can see Putin's side of this, that this is in his national interest. It certainly is not in our national interest. What is in our interest is the southern border, which Biden is allowing a full-scale invasion to occur down there while worried about the border between Russia and the Ukraine. Makes no sense. But I look at what we're offering, the road to diplomacy. What we're offering is nothing. We're telling Putin it's our way or the highway. And basically all Putin ever wanted was a written guarantee that the Ukraine would not become a member of NATO, which, you know, sounds pretty reasonable to me. Now he's tested all of his nuclear weapons on Saturday. Certainly he's sending a message. He's playing for keeps on this one. And there's so many things that could be done that's probably too late now that could have diffused this. I mean, I would have offered to make Ukraine a neutral state, neutrality, or what they call observer status, which is what the Vatican and Switzerland has, which means the Ukraine would not be allowed to join any military alliance like NATO. It wouldn't be allowed to have offensive weapons. It also, no country would be able to traverse the Ukraine with its military equipment. In other words, they're not going to take sides. They're going to be neutral. Or the other thing I was thinking of is what if, and this would neutralize China and make them the odd man out, because, you know, all countries want a security. What if we offered Russia membership into NATO? The only other option is what we did to defuse what the Cuban Missile Crisis, and that's where we agreed to pull our missiles out of Turkey if the Russians would take their missiles out of Cuba. That's how that ultimately was solved. We could have a similar type of agreement if Russia would get out of South America, especially Venezuela, and we give them the guarantee that Ukraine would not become a member of NATO. This would be, everybody gets something. That's negotiations. That's diplomacy. But when the United States says that, you know, we're offering the road to diplomacy, but they're offering, nobody's ever asked Biden, what are you offering? He's offering nothing. It's my way or the highway.
All right, here's what, in fact, at 5:30 today, Vladimir Putin had to say about what you're talking about. He said this, that it's not called a declaration of war, at least not right now. My colleague, Banchi, and all the details in Putin gives a bonkers speech in Ukraine, drops the last puzzle piece in Peace for War. That's what the headline was. The bottom line is that Putin declared he would recognize the de facto independence of the pro-Russian Donetsk and Luhansk regions of eastern Ukraine. If you are shocked by this, I would submit that you should back away from the video game console and start paying attention. Supporting an autonomous state status for Donetsk and Luhansk has been Russia's position since the annexation of Crimea. Since that time, Russia has issued Russian passports, which implies citizenship to anyone in Donetsk and Luhansk who wants them. To date, about 20% of the population has taken Moscow up on the offer, and in the context of this, gained a crisis. See, it's not at all what the news media has been showing you, that all of these people in the Ukraine are totally anti-Russia. They're not. There are some that are, but there's parts of it that would like to go back to be a part of Russia. So, mother
and
country.
You're right about the negotiation things. You're spot on. But again, our government didn't do any of these things. Biden, if you think about it, he wants to talk about negotiating. He wants to talk about looking into solutions for the problem. It's all rhetoric. There's no action. We'll investigate. We'll talk. We'll look into this. The time for action was a year ago, 2 years ago. There are many things that could have been done, and you're right about a lot of the solutions, but we have somebody that really didn't want a solution. I do believe that like Pastor Ernie said, the military-industrial complex wants to build weapons, wants to sell weapons, and it's nice to have a war to do that.
They're licking their chops. That's
sword. Yeah.
Yeah. And anyhow, let's go. We got a lot of callers. Okay, Sean in Michigan, you're in the air.
Yes, Pastor. First of all, I would like to thank you for the earlier segment you played, because no one else seems to want to talk about the direct energy weapons and tactics up there. I'm what you call, I'm pretty sure you're aware of, a targeted individual where they basically take away all your civil rights and experiment on you and do horrible things to you. And I would like to get find out where you have that posted at so I can download it and share it with people because they don't seem to believe that this is really happening to people.
It's on BitChute. It's on BitChute.com, and it was posted yesterday on BitChute.com.
Because the state is truly targeting people. It's beyond evil. I wish no one to experience, but folks have to know about it. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for calling. Who do we have next?
Tom in San Diego.
Tom, you're in the air. Hello.
Sir.
Hi.
There's another layer. I agree with you that Obama has a lot to do with this and he's out to destroy our country, but there's another layer to this New World Order thing, and it involves somebody that the Republicans cherish, and that's George W. Bush. He's actually going to end up being Obama's boss. And on top of that, the New World Order wants to have a monarchy. They decided this about over a decade ago. And I got this from a relative of the now deceased Prince Philip. And the British monarchy was chosen to be the New World Order monarchy. And because it was such a big job, they decided to make the Bush family a secondary monarchy. Now, you tell me the implications of all that.
Well, the implication is Hillary had to say, well, you know, she expected.
Well, she expects to be Lord Mayor or something, or a knight or something. You know, yeah. Gates and his wife were both knighted, his ex-wife, whatever the status is.
I know. Yeah, I know. So was, Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones? And who's the guy that plays the one that plays the piano, the sodomite?
Elton John.
Yeah, he was, too. Yeah. I'll tell you what, if they were to ask what to knight me, I would refuse. I wouldn't want to be any part of that, okay?
That's not any company you want to keep.
No.
That kind of explains why Republicans sometimes don't act like Republicans and Democrats don't act like Democrats, because a lot of them know what's going on and want to be on the winning side and want to have a title if this comes through. You know, they're thinking about their future. Yeah.
I got to move on because we got
Republicans in name only. They're not really Republicans.
Not at all. They're working for the opposition. One more call. We got one last call. Deborah? Did you say Deborah? Okay, you're in there.
Yes. Would you say that the best thing to pray for is Ukraine to remain intact and win, or should any of that part of it that wants that kind of loyal to Russia be go to Russia?
I would pray that the good Lord would come back and his people, he would find repentance, that his people would do exactly what he told them to do. If they did, and they repented, if the people would repent, then God would intercede. And believe me, he's got the answers for all of these things. But unless that happens, the best thing we can pray for is for him to come back soon, because the world is exactly where God's word, the Bible, said it would be. We're exactly where he said it would be, right there today. And so, when all of this stuff, this is what you call right now the time of sorrow or the birth pains. And Jesus said this, that there'll be wars and rumors of wars, but the end is not yet. So there's a few more things that's got to happen. But our job is we start with prayer. That's an offensive. And then our job is to run to this battle and fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All righty, we're out of time. Joe, how much time do we have?
We have about 3 minutes.
Okay, you got 3 minutes, Joe. Can you do it?
Sure. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:17. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. That's Luke 9, 5, 56. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life, and he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? We are all dead to sin because of the sin nature of the flesh. And Jesus came to be the propitiation for that sin. He came and he took your place, my place, Pastor Ernie's place, went to the cross of Calvary, died for you and for me and for Pastor Ernie, for all who would accept his offer of grace and mercy. The most important decision you can make in your entire life is whether or not you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If you call upon the name of the Lord and you confess your sins, that you're sorry, you repent of your sins, the sins that put Jesus on the cross. And then when you've repented of your sins, you ask Jesus Christ to come into your life, all of your life, to be Lord of your life, and to give you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That's your down payment on eternal life. This is called being born again, being born of the Spirit, and you become a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. You become a child of the kingdom. You become this new creation, a born-again, new person in spirit. And this decision only you can make, and it is the only way to get to heaven. It is the only way to have a personal relationship with God. It is the way you spend eternity in heaven, not hell. And it's one of those, Pastor and I have met a lot of people over our lifetime, never ever have met anyone who regretted becoming a born-again believer, becoming a saved person. Amen.
Amen. No one's ever regretted that. So just like you said, what they got to do, first of all, repentance is absolutely necessary. They prayed to the Father, made it very simple. Ask for forgiveness, recognize the fact that you need forgiveness.
Right.
And then call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask him to be your Lord and Savior completely and totally without any reservations. You got to put him first. That's what he said. And then you will be, you have God's word on it, indwelt by the Holy Ghost, a new creature, and it don't get any better than that. I got to remind folks, too, Joe, that tomorrow morning, the missionaries to the unborn, good people, first responders, will be at 12,000 Shaker Boulevard there in Cleveland, out there saving babies, and they could use some help. They really could use some help. Tomorrow morning, 8:30, 12,000 Shaker Boulevard. Folks out there, if you could come out and stand with them tomorrow morning at 8:30, they could use your help. We're out of time, so until tomorrow, good night, God bless, and always, always keep
fighting
the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.